This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The United Methodist Church has lifted its long-standing ban on ordaining gay clergy, formalizing a shift in policy that had already begun in practice and that had prompted the departure of a quarter of its U.S. congregations in recent years. The United Methodist Church overturned its 40-year-old ban on self-avowed practicing homosexuals, passing its new resolution overwhelmingly and without debate. United Methodist Church delegates also voted to bar local leaders from penalizing clergy or churches for holding or declining to hold same-sex weddings. The vote effectively allows same-sex marriage in the United Methodist Church for the first time. Some clergy may still decline to perform the ceremonies. The United Methodist Church is the second largest Protestant denomination in the nation. The Southern Baptist Convention is the biggest. There were 5.4 million Methodists in the United States in 2022, a steep decline from just a few years earlier. Wednesday's vote follows years of turmoil in the denomination over sexuality, an issue that has prompted tumultuous debates and schisms in other Christian traditions and institutions. Conservatives in the Episcopal Church and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, for example, have formed breakaway denominations in reaction to the acceptance of gay clergy. Catholic Church doctrine forbids same-sex relationships, but Pope Francis has allowed Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples. Bozeman High School distance running standout Nathan Neal last Friday ran the nation's second fastest mile at the Nike Jesuit Twilight Relays in Portland, Oregon, setting a new personal record and continuing his remarkable season. Neal ran the mile in 4 minutes, 1.31 seconds, placing himself among the fastest milers in the nation. Neal's time obliterated his previous outdoor mile mark by nearly 9 seconds. He now has the second fastest mile time among the country's high school boys, trailing only Drew Griffith of Butler, Pennsylvania, who ran a 4-minute mile on April 19th. Last Friday's race continued Neal's remarkable season on the national scale. He also claimed victory in the 2-mile race at the Nike Indoor Nationals in New York City in March, where he ran 2 miles in 8 minutes 47 seconds to beat the second-place finisher by 3.5 seconds. Neal also placed second in the 3,200 meters at the Arcadia Invitational in California earlier this month, and won at the Nike Cross Nationals Northwest Regional Competition in Eagle, Idaho, where he set the 5K course record. He set the Montana High School state record at the state cross-country meet in Kalispell in October. Neal, a senior at Bozeman High School, has committed to attend the University of Washington, where he'll run track. On Saturday, May 4th, Bozeman Yellowstone International Airport will conduct a full-scale aircraft disaster exercise on airport grounds. The training exercise will test on-scene coordination between the airport, airlines, hospital, and emergency response personnel from across the Gallatin Valley. It's an opportunity for agencies to collaborate to improve emergency plans and response protocols. The exercise will take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, May 4th. There will be an increased presence of emergency response vehicles at the airport for exercise training purposes only. The training exercise will not affect airline or air traffic at the airport. The public is asked not to call 911 to report. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.